Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 9th of December, recording at 9:35 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, what happened here today? Well, you remember on Friday we had that very strong rally on Wall Street, and that firmed everything up in here today. Particularly in the Americas and also in Europe. But let's have a look at the Asian markets, because there are three interesting situations here, in my opinion. And the first one is Japan, which I've talked about a lot on this service, but by all calculations, Japan remains attractive on valuations. Japan's earnings are moving ahead. In other words, its shares are not doing well just because they're buying their own shares back. And the Nikkei 225 was up nearly 2.3% in here today. And that's taken it up to 15,650. So again, it's up near the high of that big downside key day reversal all those many months ago. When was that? Back in, let me just tell you, it's worth knowing that. And I thought it might have been May. We'll just bring that up. NKY. I thought it might have been May. And it was in May, sort of in the third week of May. Got up nearly to 1,600 and had this huge downside key day reversal. You'll remember me talking about that and illustrating that. So we're not far off that. And the support level that held last Friday, and I think needs to hold in here in the short term, is sort of 15,000. If we're able to consolidate here above the 15,000 level for the Nikkei, then we're going to see a break upwards, and quite possibly before the end of this year. On the other hand, if we were to see it go down below the 15,000 level for more than a day or two, I that would suggest that no general overall reaction, and it's going to take a little bit more time. Again, I think Japan is one of the top favorites. It's certainly one of my top favorites here, and I've liked it for the last year as a favorite, and I see no less reason to like it as a favorite in here today. Now, China. China's situation is not quite so obvious, but the valuations are extremely attractive for what is still one of the faster growing economies around the world, even if you take the figures with a grain of salt. And it remains really quite steady here overall. And so all the China indices here were a little bit firmer in here today, and they had a very good day on Friday as well. Now, the one that's extremely interesting additionally is India. Now, India, on the basis of those polls were correct, and the Narendra Modi party did do extremely well when the results for those elections were confirmed over the weekend, and that was good for the rupee, which strengthened a bit further still, and it's down, I think, around 60.05, I think, against the U.S. dollar. And the Sensex index was up over 1.5% in here today. So that's very good action. It's actually a new all-time high numerically for India. And there are now a number of people within India who I'm glad to say are confirming what was my hunch and also my hope that Narendra Modi was going to push ahead and quite possibly be elected with a workable majority. And that looks on track. Long way to go before that election actually occurs, and I think Congress will delay the election for as long as they possibly can, as they are lagging in the polls quite clearly. But this looks good for India. I don't want to get carried away, but provided it can hold above that 20,000 level on the Sensex, we give the upside the full benefit of the doubt. Now, European markets, they had taken a beating last week, a little bit firmer in here today, and they're oversold on a short-term basis, but I didn't like the downward breaks that we saw from those trading ranges, and so they need to rally further here to indicate to downside failures. On valuations, I think Europe's reasonably attractive, but the region's economic recovery is fragile, to put it mildly. But I think it'll do all right. I think technically it still looks okay overall, and we're still within a ranging recovery overall. Now, Wall Street very overbought, overvalued, in my opinion, and it had a very modest gain in here today, up just slightly, about a tenth of a percent on average in here. My feeling is that it's quite susceptible to year-end profit taking, certainly on the basis of valuations and anything else that we might want to look at. It is susceptible to a reaction, but the big factor in the background is, of course, this monetary tailwind, which remains extremely positive, and I assume that that's going to continue here this month, and will carry into, in other words, will carry into 2014 with this very, very powerful monetary tailwind. And until we see some clear deterioration in the stock market, and when that does occur, I think it'll occur fairly quickly. But until we actually do see that, the path of resistance is still to the upside, but it's overstretched, and I think a bit risky. I've said it before, I think anybody who holds U.S. shares, it's not a bad time to take something off the table in here overall. I'm not looking for a bear market, I'm not looking for a crash, but it's overdue for at least a sharp reaction to the rising 200-day moving average. Long-dated government bond yields slightly lower in here again today. I think the 10-year was 2.84 and change, but it is holding above that 2.8 level. And remember, I said sort of an amber light goes off, at least in my mind, above that level, and turns red if we get a push over the 3% yield basis. That will happen, but whether that happens during the last few weeks of this year, or more likely in 2014, remains to be seen. Obviously, the Fed will be keen to keep that interest rate from moving up in the short term if it can. Elsewhere, in terms of currencies, we got the U.S. dollar index a little bit lower in here today. Sterling a little firmer, up to 164.25 against the U.S. The euro is also a little bit firmer, up to 137.39. Now, last time when we got up to the 138.39 level, the ECB, I think, talked it down, and they cut rates a little bit as well, didn't they? And I don't think they'll want to see the euro strengthening much further in here. Interestingly, the yen now is they're 103.29 yen to the U.S. dollar. That's favorable for Japan. That should keep Japan reasonably steady. And precious metals. Well, actually, all the metals were higher in here today. And steady-ish action here within the ranges. Remember, this gold and silver had been barely steady above their June lows, but they firmed up a little bit more last week and again today. Silver, spot silver is at 1985, and gold bullion is at 1241. So they are ranging. They are, I think, in the third week of a sideways ranging activity above those June lows, but they're looking a little bit steadier than they had previously. So it's by no means assured that the big bear position in the market is going to succeed in forcing these down. That still remains quite a high risk. In my opinion, and then that would pull the precious metals back to an even more attractive level in terms of their medium-term recovery prospects. Industrial metals looks like it's support building, but it also looks like that support building process will take a little bit longer overall. And the other development in here today, I think the Brent crude. That was weaker and down around the 109 level. And those are the main features here on this day, Monday, the 9th of December. So, all the best to all of you.